I'm talking with Father Peter McFerry, and Father Peter, you have been working with the homeless for a long time, but in recent years there has been, I suppose, what might be described as the new homeless, or people that you wouldn't typically thought of, or who wouldn't even have typically thought of themselves as being homeless, but who suddenly found themselves, due to circumstances, homeless.
Well, there's always been that category of homelessness. We tend to have an image of homelessness, which is the drug user, the alcoholic, or the person with the mental health problems, or a combination of some of those. But there's always been the homeless person who simply has no problems except they don't have a home. So we have had homeless people who have gone on to third level education, who have gone on and qualified in trades, and have done very well for themselves, but they tend to be the hidden homeless. Our image of homelessness is shaped for us by the very visible homeless people who tend to be drug users or alcoholics hanging around the streets. But what's happening now is that new homeless are becoming much, much more numerous. They are people who now simply cannot afford accommodation. So we've had young people who have left home because perhaps of problem in their family home. They have leaving certificates. They don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't take drugs. They find themselves sleeping on the street. Never for one moment did they think they would ever be homeless. But that's the reality of it. The services that are available for homeless people are now hopelessly inadequate for the numbers of homeless people. And it's going to get much, much worse.
You said that it was the issue that was going to bring down the government, and we've had an election recently, and it does seem that people are literally voting with their feet and that there is dissatisfaction there.
Well, it wasn't homelessness now that shifted this government. Unfortunately, it wasn't. I would love to think that it was. But I think there is a tension there in government that Fine Gael never really had very much interest in homelessness. They see money spent on homelessness as money that could have been spent on the economy, and therefore it's wasted. Whereas Labour, they have been sitting on the fence, they have been sitting on their hands all this time. But homelessness now is becoming such a huge problem, they can no longer sit on their hands without losing all credibility. And therefore, I saw it as a tension that might split the coalition and bring down the government. There are an estimated, it's very hard to know, but an estimated maybe 25,000 home repossessions going to take place over the next couple of years. They are all potentially families who are going to become homeless. Now, some of them may go back to live with parents if they're young or somewhere else, but potentially each one of those is a homeless family. As well as that, there are 40,000 buy-to-let mortgages in arrears. And many of those are going to be repossessed by the banks. The banks want empty possession so that they can resell them. So they're going to evict the people who are renting those properties. So there are potentially thousands and thousands of homeless people coming down the road. All of them just simply unable now to afford accommodation. And they all vote, and their families vote, and their friends vote, and it is potentially an issue that no government can ignore in the future.
You've talked before about the constitutional right to a home. How would that work out?
Well, it's never going to happen, realistically. But when I look at the problem of homeless young people under 18, when I started, the government and the health boards, as they were then, had absolutely no interest in homeless children. There weren't very many of them, in fairness, but they didn't want to know. They didn't want to provide services for homeless children. And that only changed with the Child Care Act of 1991. And that gave homeless children a legal right to suitable accommodation. And that changed everything. If children didn't get suitable accommodation, they went to the High Court. About 100 children beat a path to the High Court. The High Court ordered the government to provide accommodation and services that they didn't want to provide, and forced them to spend money they didn't want to spend. So for me, the only way we will get adequate provision for homeless people is if we could give homeless people, or indeed everybody, a right to a place called home. Then we can go to the High Court and we can demand that. That's not going to happen. I think the government learnt their mistake from the Child Care Act, because so many children went to the High Court. The High Court ordered them to do things they didn't want to do. There was a lot of publicity around homeless children, children who had suffered terribly at home and were left living on the street. And I think the government decided, never again are we going to give people rights. But it is the direction I would love to see us going down. To have a home is a fundamental right. You cannot live a proper, decent human life if you don't have a place to live. And I think we ought to, as a Christian and civilized society, we ought to say that in our constitution, that everybody has a right to a place to live, because without that, you can't live a proper life.
If there was one thing that a incoming councillor or an incoming MP could do or might do that would affect the situation, or a series of things that they could do, what would you recommend?
We've got to invest in social housing. One of the best policy decisions in the past 20 years, to my mind, was Part 5 of the Planning and Development Act, which required developers to allocate 20% of their residential output for social and affordable housing. That could have given us a substantial number of social housing units, but even more importantly, it would have created a mix within each housing estate that was built, a social mix. But under pressure from developers and builders, government caved in and allowed them other options, such as handing over money to the local authority or handing over land to the local rather than the 20%. And in reality, during the Celtic Tiger years, only 2.8% of housing output was handed over for social and affordable housing. So that failed. The other option was to get private rented landlords to provide us with social housing. And they did that for a while, but now the private rented sector is not part of the solution. The private rented sector now is part of the problem, because landlords are evicting social welfare tenants because they want people who are paying cash and who can pay higher and pay higher rents. So government have produced a plan, homeless implementation plan. They plan to provide about 2,500 social housing units through refurbishing local authority housing that's lying empty and through NAMA. And that's wonderful, and I absolutely support that. But the problem with that plan is that it may manage, I don't think it will, but it may manage to house those who are currently homeless. But there's all these homeless people coming down the road. By the time 2016 comes, when homelessness is supposed to have been ended, there'll be another 2,000 people waiting to be housed. So unless we have a steady stream of social housing coming on site year after year after year, yes, we can solve the current homeless problem, but in a couple of years' time, we have exactly the same problem on our hands.